We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are,
I lift the Lord's name.
Lord, I worship you.
Worship you because of who you are. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning and the end. We pray now, Lord God, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of our praise. You're worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we ask, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching as we stream live, we greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the book of Job, the first chapter, verses 6 through 12. Job, the first chapter, verses 6 through 12, and when you found it, say amen.
Amen.
And if you are still looking, say, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I was like, wait a minute. It's on our screen. Job, first chapter, verses 6 through 12, we find these words which are recorded. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Upon him put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that is in he has is in thy in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. I want to use for a topic the other side of God's question. The other side of God's question. And it's strange because we have a judge here, and it's kind of strange. I was going to use this, and it came to me. There's an affirmative, and then there is a rebuttal. Let me show you how God operates. And the affirmative, it actually supports the statement, but a rebuttal argues against it, or it opposes it. I love God. And what we see here is God asking a question regarding the character of a man. And God is simply approving the man before the question is even answered. And what I love about the Lord is there are times when God will ask us a question, not because he needs information, for God is omniscient. In other words, God is all-knowing. He knows all things before he even asks the question. My brothers and sisters, God is simply moving us closer to him when we come into a covenant relationship with him. There is nothing God does not know. The wind that blows, we don't understand how it blows, but God has the answer to that question. The sun that is set in the sky, God has an answer how it stays centrally located and how all of the planets evolve around it. The things that are unknown to man, God has a knowing, a knowledge that man surpasses man. For he said, my ways are not like your way, nor are my thoughts like your thoughts. So God has the power, the knowledge, the wisdom to share things to us. And today God is revealing and unveiling the purpose and the plan that he has for man for such a time as this. And certainly we are living in some unusual, strange, concerning, difficult times. What time is it? If you go into the original text, we say it could be Kairos time, or we could say it is Chronos time. And that word chrono is where we get the word chronological. So there are some things that are happening stage by stage chronologically that will not change because God has the answer to the question that we are seeking. What time is it? God knows. My brothers and sisters, how many times have you asked God why? And the answer to the question is silent. God has an eternity to answer all of our questions when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing it will be when we all see King
Jesus.
We will sing and shout.
Amen.
The victory is already won.
Amen.
We're just going through it. That baffles my mind because if the victory is already won, what are we doing? We are going through what God has already seen will happen. I hope you caught that. God already knows the outcome of every event. We are already victorious because of what God has already declared. And what I love about the Lord, he said, now remember, your thoughts are limited, but my thoughts are explosive. That's where we get the word dunamis. God can explode speaking and things will occur. That's the God that we serve. He's a mighty God, a powerful God, an eternal God, an everlasting God. But what I love about him, he is a saving God. My brothers and sisters, in the book of Job, Job is a profound exploration of suffering, faith, and divine justice centered on Job, a righteous man who endured immense trials and losses. The book of Job is part of the wisdom literature in the Old Testament and addresses the complex question surrounding human suffering and the nature of God's justice. Job is introduced as a wealthy and upright man living in the land of Oz, known for his love and devotion to God. But there's a conjunction. A challenge arises in the heavenly realm where Satan questions God's integrity, suggesting that he is only faithful because of his blessing. So God permits Satan to test Job, leading to catastrophic losses in his life, including the death of his children, the loss of his wealth, and a severe health issue. Anybody gone through anything like that? As we think about the life of Job, Job was not a prophet. Job was not a king. Job was not even an Israelite. He was simply a man of integrity and faithfulness. One of the things that we wrestle with today is men of integrity. Because whenever the enemy finds a man of integrity, you can expect the enemy to come after him. Because the moment we put on this robe and the moment we stand in this holy place and start proclaiming an uncompromised word of God, the enemy gets rattled because we're shaking the foundations of hell. See, the enemy knows when we get up here and proclaim God's word, the hell area begins to shake because we're saving people from going there. And his objective is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So when we proclaim God's word, the premise down there is rocked. And the enemy does not like it when we proclaim God's word. So I shared with you, Donald, the moment you got into the ministry, you can expect trials, tribulation, and things that occurred like what happened to Job. My brothers and sisters, when we think about Job, Job was a man of integrity. He was a man who had impressed God, and God had blessed him greatly, but Job's story resonated with anyone who has faced adversity. I thought about Joseph. He faced great adversity as well, for he was put in a pit. He was, by his brothers, he was sold into slavery in Egypt, and later he was blessed and restored by God. If we examine Job, God called him a good man and upright. And there are not a lot of very good men in the Bible who can be called good. But God called Job good. Job was demonstrating one of the attributes of God, and it pleases God. So the first thing we see in the opening chapter of Job, we see Job's blessed possessions. For it reveals his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Antioch. In layman terms, Job was loaded. Job was blessed by God. He had more than enough, and because he had more than enough, he would honor God concerning his possessions. In other words, Job would thank God for what he had given him. He honored and worshiped God. When God has given you something, we are to honor God with what we have.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, we're in full celebratory mode this morning as we want to say,